one of the things I did recently was reach 100 days in Duolingo. Hello and welcome back to the Traffic Talks podcast. My name is Robin, aka Pyro, and thank you for joining me today. It's not going to be a long episode. I am just trying to make the most of things. It is basically an episode on celebrating the small wins, because that's kind of what's been sustaining me recently, and I definitely want to do a bigger episode explaining the entire saga, which I'll get to whenever I get to it. But for now, celebrating the small wins is everything. I, if you don't know, have a small yoga shop where I sell old clothes, gently worn clothes, and I made my first sale after many months, and that was the best thing ever. And it was such a small thing, but it was something massive to celebrate, because it was just such a good thing to have happened. Like, okay, cool, there's traction, it's being seen, things are moving forward. It's slow and steady, but it's there, and celebrating those small movements and moments is kind of what makes the bigger picture that much better when you step back and actually look at it. And having gone through the last year and a half that I've had, I mean, just the last month alone, let alone 2 months, it's been tough, to say the least. And just trying to change my perspective and how I see things has been incredible. This is a reminder to celebrate those small stuff. And having done my reflection of last week's episode for not only that episode, but reflecting on the entire month of April for that episode in preparation, was actually such a good thing, especially in terms of being able to see those small wins and actually make them hold some weight going forward. Because if you didn't listen to that episode, I basically talked about something I created calling Rescuing Your Month, where you use the word rescue as an acronym for reflecting, evaluating, celebrating the sad things, but also the things you can celebrate, utilizing your best assets, and then looking at the ending of what you are trying to achieve, as in your big picture goals. And just going through those motions and doing those things has been very eye-opening. It's helped me reset for the month of May and reconfigure what I want to do, and also what I want to celebrate. You know, what small steps can I celebrate? One of the things I did recently was reach 100 days in Duolingo. And that is in preparation for the trip I'm taking later in this year overseas for the first time ever. And that is such a massive small thing to celebrate, because it's a language I don't know when I'll use again except for this trip. But I absolutely enjoy the small wins of hitting the weekly milestones, getting the goals, doing the practice every single day. And especially when you get to those moments when you are doing it, where it's like, oh, I actually understand what this is, because I've put in the time, because I've put in the effort, because I've done the repetition. Like, it's almost second nature by now. That is what you want. And this is not being a dopamine fiend where you just hit the check boxes and tick things off and be like, yes. This is actually bigger pictures. Like I said, you are working towards something, and celebrating every step of that journey is great. And I think it's something we definitely need to do more often. And as usual, reflection is a key part of that. In preparation for this very episode, went back and looked at some old songs that I could potentially use as the song of this week. And the song of this week is The Ketchup Song by Las Ketchup. And it is such a fun song, especially the Spanglish version that I will leave linked below. That version is so fun to just listen to, get up and dance to, and just enjoy. And personally, it's such a throwback song, because back when I was in, I think, primary school, everyone was dancing to the song. I was, I think, senior phase of primary school when the song came out, and everyone loved it. It was such a vibe. So celebrate the small stuff, dance to old songs that you love or new songs that you love, and just enjoy celebrating the small wins, because life is too short to not do that. So do that, celebrate that. To all the mothers in my life, happy Mother's Day. I'm thinking it's the Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So happy Mother's Day to you. And yeah, that's it from me for this week. I am keeping it short and sweet. Not to only get it out on time, hopefully, fingers crossed, knock on wood, but just because it's not that deep. Not everything is that deep. Literally making yourself a good cup of coffee and starting your day slow and enjoying that cup, that is a small win. Not everything has to be major. Not everything has to be Instagram worthy. Not everything needs to be made into a TikTok. Just enjoy the small things for yourself. I think we live in a very technological era, and taking time to get offline instead of just constantly being online, I think is something we can all be reminded of once in a while and heed that advice. So yeah, that's me for this week. As usual, I'll recommend you try being a better being, and I'll see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.